This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Bebe Faye and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's pro football, no sweat token. I see what they did there. Did, Bill, who wrote this? Like, did we write this or did BetMGM write it? You could just type the answer if, you know, BetMGM wrote it. So just to be, in case people didn't get it, without breaking a sweat, because it's, you know, it's a no sweat token. Oh, Tyler edited it a little. Well, now that Bill Shakespeare put his hands on it, I'm sure now it's great. Don't worry, everyone. Tyler edited it. Now we're good. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Tyler, just for bleeps and giggles, put the unedited version in the chat. I just want to read it. Femi, the baton goes to you, my friend.
All right, let's continue things here on a Thursday as we celebrate opening night in the National Football League. We'll waste no other time because we have a full slate of games that we need to break down on Sunday. Jake, hit us with the next one.
The other thing.
So it's week one, Nick. Every single week one, we always find upsets, crazy underdogs that win outright. So it's a pretty simple question. In your opinion, which underdog of more than a field goal is most likely to win outright on Sunday?
More than a field goal. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go through the slate here. More than a field goal makes it a little different. Yeah, more than a field goal makes it, I think, a little difficult. I don't think it's Carolina. I really like Jacksonville. I wouldn't lay the Cardinals, but I don't think they're going to lose. There aren't that many options here, like dogs of more than three. It's New Orleans, it's Carolina, it's Cleveland, the Giants. I guess they're good. Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right. To win outright?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I kind of think I've come around to your position on maybe it's the Browns.
Ooh, the Brownies. And for clarification, Myles Garrett, it sounds like he's going to be all good. Talked about it at the 3 o'clock
hour. And he didn't practice
hour,
today.
Hip injury. Didn't practice today, but it sounds like it's just like, I guess, whatever. So the betting market hasn't reacted. So it kind of indicates that Myles Garrett should be all good. So you think maybe Cincinnati.
Well, the betting market did react today. The Browns got bet. Like, I think this is going to go down to five. That was yes. Not because Myles Garrett didn't practice, but I think there's like organic interest in the Browns.
Just interest, yes, yeah.
Oh, the best player didn't practice? Let me bet on that team, yeah.
Time to bet him. Yeah, fallen hero. You know, it's like, as those have been going well for us here. You know how I felt about the Cleveland Browns all throughout the offseason, ever since this game was scheduled for week one. I like the Cleveland Browns, but I'm actually going to go with a different game. I might be the crazy person here, and we discussed this back in May. I actually think the New Orleans Saints are the live dog on Sunday.
Okay.
I do think New Orleans is live. Like, this Saints roster, the offense is not as bad if Spencer Rattler can just function. Now, what we saw last year with Spencer Rattler, different coaching staff, That was the Clint Kubiak offensive coordinator and Dennis Allen as the head coach. It didn't go well. But with Kellen Moore, who I'm not that big of a fan of, but let's say Chris Olave is healthy, at least for now. Rashid Shaheed is healthy. The offensive line, they seem to like what they've been getting from Kelvin Banks. This O-line is not terrible. If they can run the football with Alvin Kamara, like, I think this team could actually hang within the number and potentially, with that home field advantage down in New Orleans, pull off the shocking upset of beating the upstart Arizona Cardinals. So I think New Orleans at +6.5, it's a bet that I will have, and I'll have a smaller bet on the money line. I like the Saints to be live on Sunday.
I got to tell you, dude, I love the chutzpah of that. I can't get there with Spencer Rattler, a quarterback. I think Jonathan Gannon's too good a defensive coach. I'm not going to lay Arizona in the game. Like, the number's out of control now at 6.5. I give you credit, man, and you'll get, and we'll crown you, man, if you're right about that, if the Saints do end up winning the game. Yeah. What else we got?
Yeah, and if the Saints just lose by 40, we'll just forget that I ever said this in this 540 segment on a Thursday. Let's go ahead and get to the next one here, Jake.
The last thing.
So this one's really, really fun. Every year, The Athletic does what they call the Hopometer, polling all NFL fans across the league. How optimistic are you about your team? And the team and the fan base that's most optimistic heading into 2025 is the Denver Broncos fan base. 99% of Broncos fans optimistic about this team. So I asked you, Nick, because with the fan base, the media, everyone seems to be in on Denver. Is the Broncos hype over the top in 2025?
Well, like, can you define, so like, when we say hype, are you talking like Super Bowl or?
People think they could win the AFC West.
Yeah,
That is a very popular prediction that I've seen.
You know, I can't get there. I think this is the Chiefs division until proven otherwise. I think Denver's going to win at least 10 games. I think Denver's going back to the playoffs, but year two of, unless Knicks makes like a massive leap, and I think they can win 10 games even if he doesn't take a massive leap. Like, would you ever take Denver on the road to beat like Buffalo or Baltimore or Kansas City? So I want to split the difference here. Like, I'm excited for the Broncos to go over their win total, but in like no way, shape, or form do I think Denver's like a Super Bowl caliber team this season, unless the defense is like 2000 Ravens caliber. Like, we'll see if that's what it's going to be. But I don't think the Broncos are a Super Bowl team, but I do think they'll go over the win total. So I'm kind of meeting you in the middle here on this one. What about you?
I'm not optimistic about this team. I'm pessimistic about the Denver Broncos. I'd even go under the win total and maybe by multiple games. I really think that Denver's defense from last year, and we see this with a lot of defenses, so it's not just like totally to them, but a lot of it was the product of the schedule that they faced. Like, I do think the defense, and I know like everyone said, oh, they got Talanoa Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw. Yeah, wake me up when those guys play all 17. Like, the reason why the Niners just said, see you later, we don't need you guys on the roster this year. Here's the quarterbacks that Denver beat last year. They beat Baker Mayfield. Really good. That Bucs offense was awesome. But after Baker Mayfield, it's 49-year-old Aaron Rodgers. It's Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew. It's my guy, Spencer Rattler. Bryce Young. Kirk Cousins literally on his last leg. Then it's O'Connell again. Jameis Winston, backup quarterback. Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson couldn't beat out Daniel Jones. And then Carson Wentz, who I don't even think
Who'd you bet in that game
to start the year. Which one?
The Colts game. Colts
Rattler? Broncos. Oh, the Colts game? we don't need to go and rehash that. We already did it at 3:00. We don't need to rehash that.
Oh, you
that
did?
One.
All right.
Because I saw the Nick Benito signing, and then like somebody posted the touchdown that he had when he picked off, I think it was A.D. Mitchell. Just a disgusting game. And Jonathan Taylor, thank you very much. You lose your money. But like, I just think that a lot of
Carson Wentz, Minnesota's backup quarterback after they traded Sam Howell to the Eagles, just to put a bow on that.
Thank you. Because I was like, I think he got picked up somewhere, but I don't remember which team he got picked up on. But yeah, Carson Wentz now back in the league. But like, in any event, I think this defense was a product of the quarterbacks that they faced. Anytime they played the good guys, even Herbert had a lot of success. We know that Chargers offense wasn't lighting the world on fire last year. Like Lamar, Burrow, Mahomes, like these guys had success against the defense. Josh Allen in the playoff game, I think that with the schedule being a little bit tougher, the division being tougher now that the Raiders are better, I think Denver falls short of the expectations of even the win total, but definitely of sneaky dark horse to dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs and win the AFC West. I'm not there with the Broncos. I think that's the team where I'm most opposite of most people who talk about football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Well, we shall see how it plays out. How many more do you have here? Should I do a little college football?
We got a couple. They're in college football, but do you want to do your college football? They're not big ones. Okay.
Yeah, we can save them for tomorrow. We can save it for tomorrow.
Actually, I'm gonna produce this in real time. We'll just do one more because one of them is a game that I think you've already kind of hit on. We'll just do one more. Great. So how about this, Jake? Hit us with the next one, the last one that we have here with me.
One last thing.
So I don't know if you saw the comments and the exchanges between Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy and Oregon head coach Dan Lanning. So these two guys, they're matching up Saturday over in Autzen Stadium between Oklahoma State and Oregon. And Mike Gundy said this about the Oregon Ducks. He said, quote, "I think Oregon spent close to $40 million last year alone on their roster." So that was just 1 year. Now, I might be off a few million. Oregon is paying a lot of money for their team. From a non-conference standpoint, there's coaches saying they should play teams with similar budgets. He went on to say that Oklahoma State probably spent like $7 million over the last 3 years. Well, Dan Lanning responded and said, if you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better invest in winning. We spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't. I can't speak on their situation. I have no idea what they got in their pockets over there. The betting market, Oklahoma State at Oregon, the Ducks 28.5-point favorites, total 55.5. After the war of words, Nick, between Mike Gundy and Dan Lanning, do you think Oregon will run up the score on Saturday?
I think he'll try to for sure. And he strikes me as that kind of coach that would want to make that statement. And I don't know why, if you're Mike Gundy, you want to poke the bear here. I did not like that from Oklahoma State's head coach. And Lanning, to his credit, did like speak respectfully of Gundy also, saying he's done a great job for years keeping Oklahoma State competitive. Gundy's been there. How old is Mike Gundy now?
He's more than 50. He's like 55.
Gundy's 58. So think about that. Almost 2 decades ago, we got the I'm a man, I'm 40 rant. He's been there in Stillwater for a long ass time. So I think Lanning will try to run up the score here. I guess my thing is, like, I know Oregon's going to win the game. Can Oklahoma State just like cover the spread here? Now, I'm not betting this game. I have three bets that I like in college football. This is not one of them. I don't know that I would lay it with Oregon in this game. Like, my inclination would be to take the points with Oklahoma State. Like, do you have a strong opinion on this game?
Yeah, I think on Saturday it's, I'm a man, I just lost by 40. I think that's what it is. I think Oregon blows them out. Dan Lanning strikes me as the type of coach that's not going to forget these types of things and is going to say, hey, let's stick it to that guy. Like, we all remember 2 years ago when Colorado came in as like the hip team and, oh, Shador and Travis Hunter. Oh my gosh, they're 3-0. They went to Oregon and got drilled. And that was when Dan Lanning was like, hey, they're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins. And he gave that speech and did that line. Like, I think he takes these kinds of things personally. This woke him up. Like, if he was ever kind of overlooking Oklahoma State, I don't think they are anymore. I think Oregon puts it on Oklahoma State, and we're going to see the big difference between these two programs.
I want to hit you, and we can, my Cy-Hawk stuff is a little, I liked Iowa State at, like, not this number, not laying 3.5. Mm. I talked about Michigan already. The other college football bet, Femi, that I really like, and I talked about this earlier in the week before you were back from vacation. Do you have an opinion on Baylor SMU?
I do not, no. What's your opinion?
Are we gonna get 3 here with Baylor? Like, I'm betting Baylor no matter what. I look at the Auburn-Baylor game, Auburn winning 38-24, way more about Auburn being really good than Baylor being bad. Like, Aranda's still a good defensive coach, and I think Sawyer Robertson's nasty. I think Baylor's going to win against SMU on Saturday, and I think we can wait for a better number. Final hour, power hour coming up next. All our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys, less than an hour away.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.